The Old Testament reading from Exodus and the New Testament reading from St. Paul to the Thessalonians give us the direction we need to live out Christ's commandments in the gospel today. Christ tells us today that the second great commandment is to love our neighbor as ourselves. The words from Exodus give us direct examples. They tell us to welcome the guest and the foreigner, and tell us not to extort a neighbor in need. It's pretty easy to see why. We should give people a break because we want to be given a break. We should help people in need because when we are in need, we want people to help us. The only thing that keeps us from fulfilling this commandment is pride and greed. We are often too proud to ask or accept help, and so we in turn think it rude for others to ask for help. Or we might be greedy and think that we barely have enough to get along. How could we possibly give what little we have to help others? We can fulfill this commandment of Christ for selfish reasons. But the first and greatest commandment takes love thy neighbor as yourself to another level. When we put God first, then it raises our level of love from simply treating others as we want to be treated to the level of sacrificial love. Love that goes beyond treating others as we want to be treated to the point that we love them as Christ loves them, as Christ died on the cross for them, just as he did for us. It might be a little hard for us to see how St. Paul's letter relates to this first and greatest commandment, but it becomes clear at the end of the passage when he says, "How you turn to God from idols to serve the living and true God." Putting God first in our lives means setting aside every idol in our life, putting aside everything that keeps us from loving God first and most, putting aside everything that keeps us from worshiping God by our actions and words every moment of our day. We all know that we struggle with this. Each of us have idols that we put before God. If we think we don't, then it's time to examine our lives and find them, because I can promise you, they are there no matter our age or our vocation. Loving God first is the greatest commandment, because when we love God first, then the other commandments become easier. We do them without thinking, because if God is first in our lives, then everything else lines up for us. But none of us are there yet. All of us fall short of loving God first. So let's not get discouraged by this, but see it as a challenge to be worked on with God's grace. If we can do that, then our life has direction, even in messy and confusing times, and we will know that God is with us through it all.